tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you know what? CNN is in the hot seat right now. CNN getting called out, as it rightly should, because they had a commentator that went on there and said some stuff that, in my estimation, and pretty much the world's estimation, is pretty irrehensible. We're going to get to that sound. And I got to say, you know, what kind of society are we living in when the White House can come out and express its condolences for the O.J. Simpson family, but never bothers to call Lake and Riley's family or Officer Diller's family? That tells you a lot about where we are, does it not? Kris Jenner is really upset, devastated, apparently, because these rumors about her daughter having been fathered by the likes of O.J. Simpson have now resurfaced. You know, I have a few things to say about that. And we're going to take a walk down memory lane. I'm going to show you a clip from the Keeping Up with the Kardashians show. That's when you know society was doomed, right? Trump's pulling in a whole lot of minorities. We've been talking about this over and over again, about Joe Biden being down like 20 points in those polls, and Trump's picking up the slack there and bringing in a lot of people that you wouldn't traditionally think. Well, one of those women that's been insisting that, you know, that the polls are getting it actually even more wrong than you think, and that a lot of young minorities are all for Trump, she just came out and had some very interesting things to say. So we'll go to that sound. And of course, big news on the political front. Who knew the DNC was doing exactly what it was criticizing Joe Biden for? Meaning it was paying, or rather Donald Trump for, it was paying Joe Biden's legal bills. Yeah, like $1.5 million worth. Fannie Willis is getting investigated by the DOJ, and the FISA thing got renewed. I have a few things to say on that. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you here. Happy Friday. It's a live edition of the show, so I'm seeing your comments as they come in. Join our chat here on YouTube or on Twitter live, everyone. Again, wonderful to have you here. We begin on CNN. CNN under fire today after a commentator made some pretty irrehensible remarks surrounding O.J. Simpson as she tried to explain why this captivated the nation. What she did was she just kept digging herself in deeper and deeper and deeper. And, you know, I was just shocked by it, as was everyone. I mean, like, this is a sound heard around the world here because it got picked up all over Twitter. It was picked up in the mainstream media. New York Post had a big story on it. I want you to see this because she's claiming that O.J. Simpson represented something to Black America, and there's a reason why, and it's going to kind of turn your stomach, so full disclosure. But just see it because we have to discuss. Watch.
But it was so racially charged because of what had happened just before with Rodney King, but also just how Black Americans feel about policing. It's not like O.J. Simpson was the leader of the civil rights movement of his era. You right. know, he wasn't a social justice leader, but he represented something for the Black community in that moment, in that trial, particularly because there were two white people who had been killed, and the history around how Black people have been persecuted during slavery. There were just so many layers. And I guess I would just close with this, is that there was racial tension then, there is racial tension now. It might not be the backdrop of the Trump campaign, but until this country is ready to actually have an honest conversation about the racial dynamics from our origin story till today, we will always have moments like O.J. Simpson that manifest, and our country will always be divided if we don't actually deal with the issue of race.
I sure hope not. I sure hope not. But did you catch that, ladies and gentlemen? She said that O.J. Simpson, quote, represented something for the Black community, particularly because there were two white people who had been killed. So, you know, this is in so many ways, obviously, incredibly distasteful. And I think the problem that we have, frankly, as a nation, is that if we're continuing to see everyone via a lens of color as opposed to who they are as people, as individuals, then we're going to continue to have these problems over and over again. And the reality is this woman, who's a CNN contributor, also worked for the Obama administration, and she also worked for the Biden campaign. So she's a former Obama administration official. Her last name is Allison. And she was on Joe Biden's presidential campaign as well as his transition team. So if this is the groupthink that is dictating how we need to work our policies as we move forward, then what chance do we have? Really, what chance do we have? I mean, for goodness sakes, look, America is the one place, I can guarantee you, where they don't care what the color of your skin is or what sex you are or any of this stuff. They care about how hard you can work, how smart you are, and whether or not you can get the job done. In other words, do you perform? And that's what a meritocracy in a capitalist society is so about. And that is why we have people from all over the world still wanting to come here. I mean, one of the most successful groups in America is actually Nigerian immigrants that come to America. I mean, look at the people that from India that come to America, from Asia that come to America. But again, from the continent of Africa, including Nigeria. I mean, in other words, when we make it about that, what this CNN woman wants to make it about, this former Obama and Biden administration official wants to make it about, then we're no better than that. And we'll never rise above that. Here's another CNN contributor saying something that was sort of, well, kind of the unspeakable. Let's go to this woman.
It's also just worth noting how much was impacted by this trial, Jake. So many things happened. We saw policing changing here in the city. And it's also worth noting, because of that unrest, that racial unrest in the 90s, that is why so many people who may not have been invested in O.J. Simpson were just happy to see that someone who was rich and famous and black could get away with what other people did in the system as well, too.
See what I'm saying? So as long as you have this perception, and look, I'm not disagreeing with the idea or the perception that somehow the wealthy, the powerful get away with stuff, but the idea that somehow it's pitted against black versus white, until we get away from that, we're really not going to have an ideal society in any way, shape, or form. We are not America. Look, we had already started to get away from that. And then Barack Obama came along, and Barack Obama very conveniently figured out his only reason for being was to prove, okay, well, I'm black and I can be president. And by the way, you know, it's only because of this, that, and the other, and you're never going to get there, even though I did, right? That was sort of the message. You're never going to get there because they're never going to allow you. And it's like, but wait a second, you did. Shouldn't you be an inspiration to everyone everywhere? Why would you be telling people that they can't? Well, you understand it's not politically expedient to tell them that they can, because then what do they need you for, Barack? And so he called up Joe Biden the other day, right before Joe went down and gave that big, big speech at that church down south, right? He called him up and he read him the riot act. And he said, you know, this race is about one thing only. And unfortunately, it's about literally race. This race is about race. Well, it's not going to work. It's actually not going to work. And I can tell you this because, one, I've looked at the polling data. Two, I go out to the middle of the country and I talk to people. And three, I absorb all the news coming in around me. Let's start with the polling data. What do we see? Donald Trump is actually faring far better and continues to fare far better. Fantastic, fantastic graphic. I'm going to bring this next week to show you from Financial Times, where you start to see how the Republican Party is gaining more and more, specifically black men, since Trump, because they're like, yeah, you know, heck, this isn't working for me. And the system's not working for them, because when you keep repeating the same mistakes and you keep getting the same people in charge, and you get the Lori Lightfoots out there like they had in Chicago, where nobody ever needs to go back to school because she's kowtowing to the teachers union, you're going to continue to have problems. When you get cities like Baltimore, And what you see in poor communities in LA with the same leadership that does the same stupid stuff, yeah, you know what? You're going to continue to have problems. You know, it's one of the reasons why I'm such a big supporter of school choice, for example, so that there's a pathway out for families and kids that want to access more. I'll tell you a quick shout out for my friends over at Job Creators Network, because they are all about this. I was just talking with Alfredo the other day, and we were talking about the importance of school choice. They have a whole program set up around this to push this narrative. They've got various governors from various states involved. You guys should check them out. Job Creators Network. It's joinjcn.com. Joinjcn.com. I encourage you to go there and just peruse the site. Sign up, because it costs you nothing, and they'll do a wonderful job at helping you connect with your community and help you to really ensure that the ideals that you hold dear as an American are really being carried out at a local level in your community. I mean, one of these things, obviously, is the school voucher program. But this is the problem here in America. In other words, if you don't have that real path to meritocracy because you get bureaucrats in the way that want to continue to be in the way. And believe me, the mentality of these people is that they want to stay in the way, because otherwise, if they fix the problem, what do they have to solve? Barack Obama has nothing to do. Joe Biden has nothing to do. Unless he can continue to tell you that the only reason you have not succeeded is because of the color of your skin. And so I think that the O.J. Simpson thing brings back a lot of certainly bad memories for a lot of people. A lot of bad memories. But the reality is still this. It's not going to work. You're not going to be able to play the race card. Not as well as you have in the past anyway, because I think people are waking up to a reality that is very, very different in this world. A reality that is about how we as Americans, as individuals succeed, and thus the nation succeeds. This is what we're seeing. Hey, down in other than the Chick-fil-A in Georgia. Remember I showed you this video yesterday of the woman who was just singing Trump's praises? Young woman down there in Georgia at the Chick-fil-A. He like bought milkshakes for everyone. I was laughing my head off. I was like, can you imagine Joe Biden doing that? Because no. He like hoards his ice cream, licks it, keeps it all to himself, right? And Trump's out there buying milkshakes for everyone. Take a look at this tape. Do we have Drew? I don't know if we have yesterday's tape. I do know we have an interview with her. If we have yesterday's tape, great. Yeah, just take a look at this, guys, because you should watch.
Come here, let me give you a
Yeah, so it's really quite something. He gave her a big, big hug there. And she said, look, no matter what the media says, don't believe it. We love you, Mr. Trump. And what she's meaning here is the media is saying, we think this, but in reality, we think something entirely different. This doesn't surprise me. Again, when I travel around the country and I meet all kinds of different people, I hear a very similar thing. I mean, they say it usually pretty quietly. Let's go to this woman's interview. She was on Fox News this morning, and she spoke out about that moment, which was pretty darn special to her. Take a listen.
I am so glad that is the first question you asked me. Mm-hmm. So, of course, in the excitement of everything, I wasn't able to really relay my message, yeah. But the general consensus or social media would have you thinking that if President Trump were to show up to the HBCU campuses or walk around the ABC community, that like some angry mob would form or a riot would ensue and that he would not be welcome. And clearly the sentiment in that room the other day was the complete opposite. He was very welcome. People were excited to see him. People showed up in support of him. And people, of course, were from all four institutions within the AUC, the local HBCU community in Atlanta, and they all showed up in support of him. So it's actually kind of crazy to see people in an uproar when all four institutions were legitimately represented and all four institutions were represented by said students who wanted to support President Trump.
You know, Michaela.
And I appreciate that we were able to not only let him know that regardless of what social media says, you know, I know they're trying to make us think we're supposed to hate you, but we don't. And additionally, it was a learning experience for my students because they were able to see and experience firsthand how the media can warp the perception of an opinion or a person. Because, like I said, to think that these students who attend these illustrious institutions aren't smart enough to make their own decisions,
that's
so
right.
Much so that they would only show support for Trump because he bought chicken sandwiches and milkshakes.
It's offensive.
That in itself is the most disturbing part of it all, especially when you think about the fact that it was mainly urban media outlets that were doing everything in their power to turn other black people against these young black kids who simply were not shy to explore other options.
It's so incredible, and I think you hit it on the head. By the way, the former president gave a lot of funding to HBCUs. One of the highlights
so
of my childhood was my HBCU.
That's just a great clip, I think, and speaks volumes. Granted, just a tiny little anecdote. I know it's small, but you see this same sentiment being reflected in the polls right now. And so, in other words, don't let other people speak for you. Have your own opinions and your own ideas. I want to go back to this idea, though, that O.J. Simpson just died. And no sooner had he died than KJP, who is the rock star, not PR person there at the White House, had her condolences to express. I mean, it's kind of a shocking thing. We're living in a world where the White House can express condolences to the family of O.J. Simpson and yet not call the family of Lincoln Riley or the family of Officer Diller. I mean, what kind of alternative universe is this? Take a look. Here's KJP.
Was there any reaction from the president to O.J. Simpson's death? Do you know if they ever crossed paths? If so, how, when?
So I'll say this. Our thoughts are with his families during this difficult time, obviously with his family and loved ones. And I'll say this. I know that they have asked for some privacy, and so we're going to respect that. I'll just leave it there.
Okay, so there's a public statement on O.J. Simpson, but no phone call to Lake and Riley's family, no phone call or anything to Officer Diller's family. And you wonder, ladies and gentlemen, you wonder why the Michigan Police Department, the union for the Michigan Police, just came out in support of Donald Trump, biggest police union in the country, the guy with 91 indictments against him, 91 counts. Can you imagine that? Four criminal. And what happens? The Michigan Police Union comes out and endorses him. But you know what? He showed up at Officer Diller's wake. He also was able to pull some cash together to give them $10,000, the family, as well as pay off the mortgage on their home. I know. People are going to say, oh, it's a political stunt. It's a political stunt. You say what you want. I think the reality is this. The police feel like Donald Trump cares about them. There are some people in the black community, like the woman you just saw, that feel very strongly that Donald Trump cares about them. And I don't think anybody thinks Joe Biden cares about them. I mean, do you think Joe Biden cares about you? I can guarantee you he doesn't. He doesn't even know how much eggs cost, okay? He hasn't known that for a while, which is why he keeps telling you over and over and over and over again that inflation has fallen. I'm like, no. You don't understand how this works. You see, it's cumulative. When it goes up under you, to the tune of 6% and then 9%, and then, okay, maybe now it's only up 3%. It's still 3% on top of the 9%. You understand this is a cumulative thing. And as a result of that, everything is up. I mean, some things more than others. If you look at the overall numbers, sure. I mean, up 18, I'd argue it's probably 20% by now. But take a look at this chart. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, look at those numbers. I mean, energy up nearly 40%. I mean, you know it, right? When you go to fill your gas tank, you're looking at a 47.8% increase from what you saw before Joe Biden was president. You look at airfare, you look at transportation, you look at the cost of chicken up 24%. You look at the cost of eggs up nearly 50%. I mean, these are huge, huge increases, ladies and gentlemen. How do people deal with that? Not well. And this is why. And by the way, the wages are not going up. Nothing compared to that. Wages are up overall somewhere around 15% since Joe Biden came to office. Well, if your grocery bill is that much more, if you're paying 50% more for eggs and your wages only went up 15%, then how is that helping you? It's not. I mean, this is why I'm telling you, you got to protect yourself. You got to look out for yourself. I'm going to give a plug for 76 Research. We just came out with our new 76 report today, 76report.com, or go to 76research.com. We have in there for you an inflation protected portfolio. We also have an income builder portfolio. So two portfolios with 10 to 15 stocks and some additional ways to think about this market right now as you try and plan your future for retirement one day. Rob Horton is my partner on this, longtime Wall Street guy, has managed billions of dollars. And we decided to do this together so that we could have a way to reach people directly. Because there's all these layers, right? Like Wall Street is way up here and they say this, that, and the other. And then by the time it disseminates down to the people, it gets really kind of convoluted and there's a lot of other interests. And well, we didn't want that. We didn't want any conflicts. And so this is the conflict-free free research that's being provided to you in a very different kind of way. It's a different kind of model because I can reach a much broader audience. So the research that you pay like thousands of dollars for at a boutique Wall Street firm, I'm able to deliver on a much larger scale. So I'm proud of that. I'm proud of this innovation. And I'm mostly proud to be able to bring you such a stellar, stellar product. So go check it out. If nothing else, make sure you sign up for the 76 Report. Go to 76report.com or 76research.com. Do check the model portfolios while you're there. Because, hey, gold's on a tear. We explain all the reasons why and then some. A lot of information there for you. All right, turning back to the news of the day. Look, nobody thinks that Joe Biden cares about them. And that's one of his biggest problems. And so I think this OJ thing, you know, it's bringing up some sort of raw wounds, obviously, for the population and even even for Kris Jenner, the widow of Kardashian, who was the friend with OJ Simpson, who then became one of his attorneys. And Kris Jenner had dealt with some rumors in the past, apparently concerning her daughter, Khloe. And it had been suggested that somehow Khloe was fathered by OJ Simpson. And so she's reportedly very, very upset right now, according to the tabloids. All the news you want to know. We're going to talk politics too, but you know, hey, this card is interesting, if nonetheless, right? Because it actually, I think the Kardashians and their show actually opened up a whole new genre to the world of entertainment reality TV that I don't think was necessarily the most healthy thing, shall we say. Anyway, she herself is a brilliant publicist, clearly. Kris Jenner, brilliant publicist. I mean, you know, considering what she did with her daughter Kim and an unfortunate situation around a tape. And then, you know, you talk about making lemons into lemonade. I mean, this woman knows how to do it. And then there were these rumors, right, about Khloe. And so I don't know how serious the rumors were. I don't know how big a deal they were, but the PR lady that she is, I don't think she was going to let them go. She knew that this was hot, right? And this is a storyline, if you would, for Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the show that made them a lot of money. So she decided on this show to do a DNA test. I'm going to get to that in a second, but before we do, there's new video of Khloe that just emerged. Do we have this, Drew? So apparently she was trending on the internet and everybody was expressing their condolences and they were having some fun with this because she was seen now for the first time since O.J. Simpson's death. This strikes me as a rather coordinated, again, PR move. Why? Well, she's dressed to the nines, like to the nines. I think if we have the video, you can see it. Well, it's just a little bit hard to see. It's being taken from far away. This is courtesy of the Daily Mail. And she just looks stunning. She's got the great sunglasses. She's all dressed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so Khloe Kardashian is working it. I mean, it is a little strange, right? I mean, just a little, right? If he was actually somebody that you're worried about having been your father, et cetera, would you really like treat this as another PR moment? But, you know, I'm not a Kardashian. So who am I to judge? Because clearly these people are wired entirely differently, considering that the mother made a whole storyline out of this on their Keeping Up with the Kardashians show. Watch.
I don't think she needs to prove anything to Khloe.
Well, here's Bruce Jenner, and he's talking about how this has become an issue. They're swabbing. They're doing a DNA test because it had been somehow circulated in the news or
all
somehow
right.
She circulated.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That there
Thank
were questions about paternity.
We've all agreed to do a DNA test.
This is just dumb. So.
It's not stupid. And
it's
you
not
do
stupid
care.
To you. You're the one who wrote it. You had an affair about however many years ago.
It was 25 years ago, and I wrote a memoir, okay? And when
memoir.
You write a memoir, you have to, like, tell your life story.
Memoir.
And what most people want to know is why I got divorced from daddy. So I told my story. There's
Mom,
nothing wrong with that.
But that's what opened up the floodgates, the age, the where
No,
the
what
year.
Opened up the floodgates, Khloe, if you remember correctly, is two of your dad's ex-wives.
Mom, watch your mouth in front of my son.
Drunk? Okay, no, I'm not,
Calm
actually.
Down.
I'm angry. Because you're blaming this on me when it wasn't me who started this rumor.
It
was two other that you are like even considering that their information be correct when they're just out to get press.
First of all, I'm not.
I need a shower. Right? It's amazing. It's just amazing. Look, a lot of people do this reality TV thing. I don't really get it. You're exposing your family in such a weird way, and life is just so warped, and like, what's real, what's not? Did they have a conversation about that beforehand? I knew someone who worked on one of these reality shows, and she said, listen, everything was storyboarded out, everything, right? Because time is money, and the producers aren't going to be rolling tape and just rolling tape and rolling tape. They have an idea of where they're going. They want to know where these conflicts are going to be happening. So you train your kid, okay, well, we want you to say this, or we want you to do this, or you should react this way. I mean, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Anyway, I guess they did the DNA test and all was good and nothing to worry about. And Kris Jenner has insisted that no, Kardashian is the father of Khloe, et cetera, et cetera. But they're obviously still not willing to lose this PR moment, this moment in time. Khloe, dressed to the nines, stepping out for her first appearance where she's got Daily Mail hiding in the bushes to take the video of her being seen for the first time since O.J. Simpson's death. Lovely, lovely, lovely. All right, let's get to the real stuff. The DNC is in the hot seat. The DNC is under fire right now because it turns out the Democrat National Committee is nothing but filled with a whole bunch of hypocrites. Now, I know that doesn't seem like breaking news to you, but they've been caught red-handed, like literally red-handed. There's a new story in Axios just out moments ago. The DNC covered Biden's legal bills in special counsel probe. Now you say, okay, well, why does that matter? Why is that a big deal? Well, it kind of matters because their entire criticism of the RNC is that the RNC has been using money to pay for Trump's legal woes. So this can't work both ways? So they're out there saying, how dare, you know, this is a violation of this, that, and the other. And then lo and behold, they're doing the exact same thing. If you go further into the story, and I think we have another graphic we can show you, you see that it's $1.5 million to lawyers or firms representing Biden during the probe. And this is according to the committee's financial filings. I mean, did they not think that this would come out? Maybe they didn't. Maybe they didn't because they think that the media is on their side, right? You know, they just make a few phone calls. And they threatened to go inside your computer and look at your email and this and that. We're going to talk about FISA warrants. They threatened to do all that. And then maybe, you know, you don't do it as a reporter. You don't cover this stuff. I don't know. I mean, but how did they actually think that they were going to get away with this? You can't sit there and criticize the Trump campaign over and over and over again saying, oh, my gosh, they're spending all this money on legal fees. And then you turn around, you're doing the exact same thing. I mean, I just don't know how these people can like look themselves in the mirror each day. I mean, how do you do that? How do you sit there and criticize knowing that you're doing the exact same thing? This is a big deal story, ladies and gentlemen. And it speaks once again to the total hypocrisy of this administration. They just keep lying. And whether they're lying about the border, whether they're lying about the economy, whether they're lying about Hunter Biden's laptop, heard that one before, right? Whether they're lying about Biden's campaign donations going to pay for his legal bills. I mean, it all comes out. The truth all comes out eventually. And my advice to them would be to remember that because we're living in a different kind of world right now, a world where all of this information is far more readily available. Readily available. I mean, how great is that? I'm here with you in a very different kind of way, a far more intimate way than anything I would have done at Fox News or Bloomberg or CNBC. And I'm able to do this because of advances in technology that make this possible. Although you guys also make it possible. Another reason I need you to subscribe, to sign up, to like, and do all that stuff. But in other words, all of this news is getting out to you because there's a democratization, if you would, of the information flow. And that's critical and that's so important. And in the old days, you didn't really have that because think about it. You had the big three networks for years. Remember, you'd sit down as a family and watch the 6:30 evening news. I remember that. My kids are like, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh, yeah. I mean, back in the day, right? Thank you. That long ago, but it was really back in the day. They can't even compute the idea of having to wait an entire week to see your favorite show. And the whole idea that, you know what, if you didn't see it that moment in time, whoo, it was gone. Like gone, seemingly forever. Didn't come back until a few years ago, right? On Netflix or Amazon. This is the reality of the world in which we now live. I mean, this is just what's so devastating. And yet devastating in that the good in that, you know, I'm here with you and we can talk and you've got all these different methods of communication, but bad, of course, in that there's still an effort, I think, to control a narrative. I'm relieved that they're not having the success that they would like to be having, however, and that's really, really important. You know, I think I forgot to take my vitamins today because I've been feeling a little bit under the weather. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I need to get back on my fruits and veggies. Yeah, my voice is a little bit, you know, but it's Friday. It's Friday. We're going into the weekend, so I'll be better. And I do need to take my fruits and veggies. I'll tell you, I have been feeling really, really good, and it's in part because of balance in nature. I do take these vitamins, and they've been magnificent. In fairness, I didn't take them today. So maybe that has something to do with my voice being a little bit raspy. Anyway, you should call 1-800-246-8751. Discount code Trish, 1-800-246-8751. Balanceinnature.com. Go check them out. Wonderful, wonderful supplement for anybody who needs to make sure that they're getting all their vitamins. For me, it's certainly vitamin D that I'm always missing out on, and I should take and eat more fruit in general, but I don't. And so this has been a huge help for me. Vitamin D is just one of those things that's really critical overall for a whole variety of reasons. And everything, like you get all your vitamins in there, fruits and veggies. So I encourage you, you know what, you'll get a 35% discount if you use code word Trish, 35% discount, $10 off and free shipping. How about that? So go to balanceofnature.com. And I think by Monday, my voice will be back, right? It better be. It better be. Oh, wow. Fannie Willis, my dear, you're back in trouble again. I'm not surprised at all. You know, we reported on this maybe about a month or so ago. She was getting into some trouble. There was some question over how she was allocating funds in her office, and there were some federal funds that might have been misused. There was an audio tape of her being effectively debriefed on this, and she really didn't have too much to say. Her attitude was sort of, don't worry about it. Well, maybe she should have worried about it a lot, because now you've got Republicans involved and now the DOJ. Take a look at this headline. Ladies and gentlemen, Fannie Willis, inconsistencies found by DOJ. This is according to the spokesperson at the DOJ. The Fulton County District Attorney, Fannie Willis, was asked by the Department of Justice to resolve these inconsistencies in how her office reported its federal funding, and she has not been able thus far to do that. So she's got to answer for these, quote, inconsistencies, which is a really nice way of saying possible alleged fraudulent activity. Now, why would that not surprise me? Why would that not surprise me? It wouldn't surprise me because this is a woman who actually hired her boyfriend. And I would have to assume that in some way, shape or form, she sort of benefited from that. He was being paid some $600,000. To prosecute the Trump case. Of course, she had to fire him in order to stay on the case. And then you say to yourself, well, why the heck is she still on the case? Well, the answer is apparently the Trump team did not do a good enough job at proving that she financially benefited. I mean, I would think that there's an ethical violation in there somewhere as well, that, you know, there's certainly some violation. And yet they allowed this to get through. I mean, so when you think of how they're continuing to go after Trump, and yet all these other people get to walk on by, you say, why? I mean, how is that at all in any way, shape, or form? How is that fair? It's not fair. I do think that ultimately Fannie Willis is going to have a lot of problems. Here, if you look at the article, it explains it all. This one, I believe, is coming to us via Epoch Times. Epoch Times, which had been asking multiple times for some kind of consistency in the accounting and asked for some reports on the accounting, and they had not been able to get anything. Well, now you have the DOJ actually saying in a statement that was issued this week and totally buried, you're hearing about this on other shows, confirmed that it had discovered these inconsistencies in terms of how her office was allocating its funding and how they were using its grant money, et cetera, et cetera. So there's going to be more to come for Fannie Willis. I would just say, you know what, when you're prosecuting the president of the United States, the former president of the United States, you kind of want to be squeaky clean, right? You know, the whole glass houses thing, stones and glass houses, just saying. Okay, this is a big story. So, you know, a lot of mixed feelings on this FISA thing. On the one hand, I'm a security hawk. On the other hand, I believe in privacy. And the one challenge with this FISA renewal is that it's going to effectively still allow the federal government to be able to go in and effectively, if it wants to, and if you're set up in the right way, spy on everyday Americans. The way this particular ruling now works and the way it was just extended in the House is it enables intelligence officers to go in and say, look at my, use me as an example, because I'm a reporter. So therefore I talk to people all over the world. And I'm sure I've talked to a few sketchy people along the way, all over the world, right? Including, you know, heck, I'm a reporter. So like any other reporter, I'm emailing Dmitry Peskov in Putin's office, Putin, forgive me, New Hampshire accent, to try to get an interview. So whether it's Putin, whether it's any other world leader around the world that we might not necessarily take too kindly to, these are just things that reporters do. So I worry actually sort of specifically for the press in this particular case and for independent journalists, because it now means that if you, and Tucker's talked about this as well, because he was warned effectively that they were watching him and they were aware that he was trying to get an interview with Putin, et cetera, and they were discouraging him from doing that way back when he was at Fox. He eventually said to heck with it and went and did it anyway when he was not at Fox. But in other words, they can know that because it enables them to spy on somebody else. So if they say, oh, okay, you know what, that person who works for Putin over in Russia is of interest to us, and Trish Regan or Tucker Carlson or anybody else communicated with that person. So even if he doesn't communicate back, but if I have that in my email box that I communicated with him, well, the way this works is now they can go in and look at all of my communications, right? Like it's open season. And so my concern here is not even as much for everyday citizens. I mean, unless you have some peculiar connections around the world. But I'm actually worried about the press in this particular case, because the press keeps at times some bad company, shall we say, right? Because you're trying to talk to all sides. And part of our job as journalists is to always get the story. And so you need the ability and the flexibility to be able to talk to all players. But if the U.S. intelligence is going to be deep inside your business because you've had an email exchange with this one or that one, then how is your privacy as an American citizen really being protected? And so this gets back to so many of the things that have been in the news just this week. I mean, you think about Catherine Herridge and her frustration with CBS News. She was fired and they took all of her files because, well, the government kind of wanted them. And she testified about that on Capitol Hill. You had Cheryl Atkinson, another former CBS reporter, who alleges that the Biden administration, forgive me, the Obama administration actually broke into her email and broke into her computer because she had done a series of rather negative reports on the administration. And Jim Rosen is another former Fox colleague of mine who also had that happen to him under the Obama administration. So this is kind of scary stuff. And while on the one hand, you want to be able to prevent any kind of horrendous attack on American soil, the other reality of this is you have to understand what's at stake. And so it's a balancing act, right? Yes, you want to stay safe, but you also have to make sure that everyone stays safe. And you worry about at what point does it cross the line? Because if somebody wanted to target, let me go out on a limb and say, okay, we want to target conservatives. Well, what if we just arrange some sort of fancy bump-ins with some conservatives and have them arrange to meet somebody who might actually be somebody, and this has happened, by the way, this is a story that came out recently that was of concern because they thought that this had actually been done during the years of 2015 and 2016 with some people on the Trump campaign, where they kind of arranged for these other intel ops all around the world to bump in or to meet people on the campaign. And therefore, then they had the justification for going in because then that contact had been established and they could go in and read all the communications data for those people. So I'm just pointing out because it's my duty to do that. And as a journalist, you know, I'm looking at the good, bad, and the ugly. Why this could, in fact, be a negative thing. Again, you know, I want us to be safe. And so we've got to find some kind of, and I don't have all the answers. I'm not going to pretend to be. I encourage you to weigh in with your thoughts. But we have to have some way of really being able to protect ourselves from situations like, you know, God forbid what we saw happen in Israel versus situations where you might have an administration that is gung-ho to go after certain kinds of people for reasons that are really rather frivolous and unnecessary. So I'll leave it at that. It is, it's important to think about all these things. And by the way, a quick shout out to another wonderful group that I have aligned myself with because I feel very strongly about the importance of all these issues surrounding freedom. And that's Americans for Prosperity, AmericansForProsperity.org. I encourage you guys to go check these fellows out. I mean, just a great organization that cares about the freedom of us as individuals, that cares about the freedom of all of us to have this opportunity to prosper, that wants to make sure that we're not suffering from crazy inflation and open borders and all of these things that are really getting in the way of helping us achieve our goals and dreams as a society. So Americans for Prosperity, just a wonderful, wonderful organization. Listen, it is great to have you all here. I encourage you to sign up for the channel. I encourage you to go to my website. That would be Trish Regan Media, TrishReganMedia.com. Sign up for my own email. Go to 76 Report so you can get the latest today. And we will reconvene right here Monday afternoon. I'll see you then.